magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. Many of you are familiar with Wednesdays. It's the Prime Lifetimes in Review, and we usually have a content contributor or a special guest to read their article or their story in this month's edition of the Prime Lifetimes. But today we have a returning guest. For those of you that said, no, Mark left us with a cliffhanger yesterday. We had to come back. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And I'm very pleased that James was able to accommodate and be available for today's edition. James is the owner, he and his wife, Raylan, of James Home Kitchen in Springfield. I highly recommend it. In fact, I don't get free meals there. I pay like everyone else, but I can unashamedly promote it and highlight it because I love their bulgogi. I've had it four straight times. It's just like, why try something else when it's so good tasting? But they have a whole wide range of things on their menu. Lest I digress, John, I should get right into the testimony time, but it's a fantastic restaurant. They have American, Asian, and Taiwanese meals, and you say, how is that? Well, you'll have to ask James. Maybe we'll have a little time before we get into the continuation of his testimony from yesterday. And yesterday and today's programs are accessible at wluj.org, wluj.org, or greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, so you can listen to it or pass it on to a friend. But He has American specials like their Texas-style smoked brisket, beef brisket, specialties that are Taiwanese or Asian, like pot stickers or crab ragoon, but their bulgogi beef. I took Joyce there, the office manager for the WLUJ family of stations, a few weeks ago. She got the same thing and loved it, too, so I felt good about that. But there's chicken dishes and ribs and pork and a lot of different things. So it's located right here in Springfield. What's the address, James, of your restaurant?
2901 Chatham Road. And then we've got a webpage called James Home Kitchen, www.jameshomekitchen.com.
JamesHomeKitchen.com. I highly recommend it. Closed on Sunday so that the family can worship and have family time together. And I'm holding the menu in front of me, and I love their motto. I mentioned this yesterday, but we always want to support Christians and those that follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And their motto is, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Citing Matthew 22:37-39, they're a devoted Christian family. They've been in the United States 35 or so years. They've owned this restaurant, I think, five-year anniversary. You're in your fifth year right now. And so we appreciate James carving out time. He also works for the state of Illinois. So this began kind of the restaurant as a hobby or something that you wanted to do on the side. So before we get into your testimony, why a restaurant? How did that work into working with the state of Illinois?
First, we do not open lunchtime, on dinner only. And then the second thing is my wife, she's very enjoying working in the restaurant. Plus, I'm kind of foodie, so I found out a lot of good food. So I feel like I like to share all the good food with the resident in this area. But most important is I like to have my wife do something else because she has some, I don't know, this part because she got diabetes.
Yeah, diabetes.
Diabetes, yes. And then she need to some exercise. And then I found out she enjoyed doing this kind of work and like to talk to people. And then there's something I can do something for her. You know, actually, she's a boss. I'm not a boss. She's a boss. Yeah. You know, she can kick me out if she wants to.
That's
you
right.
know, and then she even not pay me. You know, so.
Yeah. But how does that work with the state of Illinois? What was some of your gifting or calling to be able to do this and have a day job too?
Yeah, the good thing is because we open 4:30, so you fit into my schedule. And in the meantime, the people are not really coming on the 5. So with this time, actually, I'm getting to retire. That's time I found out I got to do something. And I found out my wife interested to working on the restaurant business. Then I feel like, well, okay, I'd like to cook, you know. And then I never opened any restaurant for my life. I never have a so-called chef. I just like to cook, you know. So this is a really home style, a mom-and-pop type of restaurant.
And it's all fresh and made that day. And very
delicious.
Tasty. Yes. In fact, I'm getting hungry, even though I know most of you are eating breakfast now, or maybe those of you tuned in at 10 o'clock, a 10 a.m. midday snack. But if you can hold off till 4:30, I highly recommend this restaurant right here in Springfield. But you work for the state of Illinois, so what's your formal training?
Believe it or not, I'm an IT person.
Okay.
So my job is related to computer work. In fact, my job is I'm holding the team, oversee the Medicaid and Medicaid fraud. So we do the data mining. So it's kind of, people sound kind of strange to say, you're doing all the computer work, and now after that, you're doing the cooking. For me, it's a stress release, because at work, it's very stressful. And then, but we come here, we don't deal with people. We deal with the food. So when people like it, they like it. They give me a smile face. They don't like it, they give me the credit. You know, we know very straightforward, so I know I need to fix.
I don't think you have too many with the frown faces. It's of course, I can only speak of the Burgugi because I've gotten it four different times. But, John, you and the team here, you highly recommended James Home Kitchen. And
yes.
We mentioned that a little yesterday, that
have
gone over there, the whole staff. But you've tried different things, too. You would concur that it's a great restaurant?
Actually, I have to admit that the Burgugi beef is my go-to. I love that. That's just what I'm going to order every time I'm there. I've known James since 2017, I guess, and every time we go there, I get the bulgogi beef.
Mm.
But the egg rolls, I got to tell you, you can't leave without the egg rolls.
I've had those.
But you know, the other thing, you say you don't deal with the people. It's a stress relief. You deal with the food. But you walk in as a customer. You walk out as a family member. You really feel like you've been brought into James' family when you're there, and you are just sitting there with mom and pop having that kind of a meal. So you do that very well,
James. Yeah, and Raylan, his wife, she's many times the hostess and the waitress, and she serves, and she's answering the phone, and she's getting your bill set up, and very sweet and dear and accommodating. And with it being Wednesday, the Prime Life Times in review, you can pick up this month's edition of the Prime Life Times. So two different reasons to go there, for great food and great reading. And so we appreciate James. And I mentioned that a little yesterday, that he said, sure, bring it in. And so you can pick up this month's edition of the Prime Life Times at James Home Kitchen, along with here at the WLUJ family of stations. And we picked up a couple other restaurants and service providers here in the greater Springfield area, and we're adding other locations. The Prime Life Times is a great paper, and every Wednesday we usually read articles. But we're featuring James because yesterday we left you on a cliffhanger.
Yes.
He was talking about learning about forgiveness through his wife. He kind of left us in a story that he was somewhat prideful, which is true of probably most of us. We think more highly of ourselves when we haven't surrendered to the Lord, and yet many of us identify that we're fallen, that we're sinful, and his Buddhist tradition, you know, let him know that he wasn't measuring up, but maybe he could be reincarnated or come back in a different life with less sins or less burden. But he was pretty well weighed down with some failure, some personal things that he didn't really like that he had done. And he left off yesterday saying that he was here in the United States away from his wife, and he fell prey to temptation, and he was getting around to contacting his wife and really confessing that he had sinned and sinned against her. But he didn't have that relationship with Jesus yet. And so maybe pick up how God was at work and what you saw in your wife, and it opened your eyes that there must be something supernatural or some power beyond her for her to forgive me.
Okay. When I'm telling the story here, definitely maybe most people may be very difficult to share that because very personal thing. But when I say this thing, I feel very peaceful. Because it's God want me to do this. Because he already waived all the sin. I'm talking about the sin I confessed to him. And also, I walked through the whole process. And then he definitely walked through the Death Valley. And he could forgive me. But I also realized that he want me to tell the listener, this message can really open, let you know God with us. There's no day end. There's no such day end. with Christ, always refreshed, always reborn. Mm-hmm. So pick up the yesterday, the last time we mentioned about when I told my wife, when finally I cannot really continue the relationship. And then if you know this movie called Fatal Attraction, Fatal Attraction, I was a Mac Douglas. I don't need to go to that film. It's kind of nasty. But anyway, I don't need to explain that detail there. So, but anyway, I regret what I'm doing, but I just don't know how to retrieve myself, withdraw myself. And the other thing is, I just want to really let people know the sin is such a powerful thing. The evil is such powerful. Never think about you can overcome by your own power. The time I thought I had the power, I can control myself. But anyway, when I make a mistake, finally my conscience cannot continue do this. Make a quick example. Even while I call my wife using long distance call, and in the meantime I hold a hand with another person on my shoulder. How can I continue twist my heart at this way? So finally I give up. So I had to tell my wife. Definitely got much, much more detail, but I told my wife, say, you need to come here. I need to make confess to you. So because I found out is I already tried twice to terminate my life, but it seems like God spared me. It's not, no, do not let that thing happen. So gotta be reason. I feel like I owe my wife apologies. So my wife came and she some kind of don't know what's going on because she trusts me 100%.
And I'll jump in here because yesterday we mentioned it. Your wife was a follower of Jesus.
Yes.
She attended church. You at the time discarded it, made fun of it, you know,
yeah.
Always was like a rabble rouser. When you went to church, you would question everyone in their
yeah.
faith. You kind of saw them maybe as weak, where you were pretty prideful, pretty strong.
Yeah.
And yet she was maybe unbeknownst to you, praying for you, hoping for you, believing the best and trusting God.
And in fact, after the whole thing, I realized that my wife had been praying for me mm-hmm. behind the scene. So that just continue what I'm saying here is when my wife came and then she got a good job and then but she had to temporarily absent herself and then away from her job. And in the meantime, I have a daughter at that time. So literally, I feel I owe my family big time apologize. So when she came and then almost like without any rest, I literally told her what's happening. And I told her, I say, I will not continue this relationship, but I cannot correct what I did. So I suggesting her, if I were you, you should divorce me. I literally told her, you should divorce me. And I not deserve anything. I feel I fail. I betrayed my family. My parent doesn't want to recognize me. I say, I'm a loser. And then the moment, whole thing starting to change. Well, definitely my wife do not say, oh, yeah, no problem. You're man just like that. No. She just simply sobbing. And I don't know how I deal with it. But this is the first time I nailed on myself. I still remember that moment. I nailed on myself and then I cry out. I just say, I don't know a person like me. And I have been, at that time I losing all my resources, my money, everything. I even cheating quite a few things. And I say, Allah. I say, Buddha. I call all kind of God's name I knew. Even I call Jesus Christ. And I say, if a person like me, do I have a second chance? I ask him, I cry out. You know, and that's the first time I submit myself to the so-called Almighty. I don't know who's that Almighty. I'll be honest tell you, the time when I do that moment, I feel the electric current strike from my head and from the head to the bottom. And I feel very strange. I feel peace. I feel warm. Why I saw my wife, she's still crying. And then I feel peace. It's kind of odd. I feel some kind of strange. But to be honest with you, I don't hear anyone talk to me. I do not say God talk to me. I do not hear that. I just simply feel peaceful. Something like I've been embraced. And that moment, it feels like it told me, say, you're not dead end yet.
Mm-hmm.
You will be covered. But that is the moment I feel something's changed in my heart. But my wife do not say, I will divorce you. My wife is sobbing, but she just simply helping me, gave me things straight. And then she asked me to go back to the school and everything. And then, but the whole thing starting to change. But in the meantime, I feel I have no excuses not let her go to church because I feel I'm kind of a bad person, right? And that's the whole thing, sudden change. I listen to music. I do not like people talk about God, but the music starting to soften my heart. But in the meantime, but most of the important thing is the whole thing my changes. I question about, I'm waiting for my wife to have a second strike because I told her. And an ordinary person, even any family, any spouse, have this kind of situation. They simply, they probably just say, I will divorce you. I deserve something. I feel she should divorce me. So I feel like she's just waiting for the moment. So I'm waiting for that moment. But I just have to say, for the last 30 years, and that moment never happened. Mm-hmm. Even the time I still got a bad attitude, Beyonce, I still got a bad attitude, okay? I still got kind of like the rush moment. And she never bring those things, what I've done, and try to balance out, and all try to get the credit back. She literally give up the revenge. She literally forgive me, but not by her power. That's the reason when I go to church, I find out what power she has. How can she have that?
Because you were saying that it amazed you that she wasn't vindictive or right. angry or blaming you or criticizing you. And you thought, how can she do that? What power does she have in and of herself to be able to forgive me? And you kept... We would say, waiting for the second shoe to drop or something for her to say, yeah, you're no good, get out of here. And you thought, there's something empowering her that is almost supernatural. And that kind of piqued your interest. Maybe there is a God, or the God that she's following, I need to find out more about. It wasn't that a huge impression on you? And then you started going to church, and now the music is starting to soften your heart. When did you come to the point where you connected with Jesus Christ as Savior, as the one that could forgive you of your sins and take away that burden you're carrying?
After I went to the church, and then quite a few people do not know my past. They think about a good person. Mm-hmm. They do not know what's my past. And I try to be with them because I feel all Christian people, they are nice people, and they are good people. And though the God love good people, God will not love me like a sinful person like me, you know. And I feel like I'm not worthy for this Almighty God loves me. But I like to close to them. So I never think about I could be a Christian. You know, definitely once we open the Bible, read the Bible, you know, and then realize, because original, as a Buddhist believer, all the sinful things you had to pay back. You had to do the good deed. You had to be a good husband, good person, try to recover what the damage you done. So I feel I got a long way to go. There's no way I can earn that back. And I even don't know, I probably rest of my life will carry that burden. I don't know, I can lift my head and when I see my wife, because I always missing big time for her. Mm-hmm. But once I know I'm missing big time, and I have somehow Holy Spirit strike me, because that time I know God, He died on the cross. He sent His only Son. He died on the cross. And so I can become, receive the eternal life. And then I realize, when I believe in Him, all the past will be gone. I will be a brand new, reborn. Then I realize I don't no longer need to carry that burden, carry that the bondage of the sin on me. I suddenly realize that. I think that God, the Holy Spirit opened my heart that time. I feel that's it. That's a solution. So I literally jump. There's a midnight. I remember the midnight. I call my wife, wake her up. I say, I want baptized. I want to believe in God. Mm-hmm. Because she almost give up on me, because we went to church for a while, for more than 1 year, but and don't change. But she doesn't know. My mind, the Holy Spirit working on me.
And why that's such an encouraging message, I believe, for everyone tuned in, is that's the good news message God extends to all of us, no matter what sins you've committed, no matter what sin you're in the midst of right now. There is a redemptive plan. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Savior of the world. He shed His blood on that cross, the cross you mentioned, James, that became personal when you come to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I can't do it. I can't carry it. I'm flawed. And that redemptive work that He did on our behalf, not because we earned it, that we deserved it, but because He extends it to us, because it's God's plan. God wants all to come to know Him and allow Him to care for us. And so you came to that point where you brought your sins before the Lord, and He took them, and He's buried them, And your wife has just been a model to you and many of us, somebody that loves the Lord, follows the Lord. And now you're growing, and I think you see your work as a ministry outlet. You're cooking, and you're providing good, healthy, tasty food, and your work even for the state of Illinois you do with excellence, and you care to do things well. And so what would you say to that person that's beginning a faith journey or entertaining the idea that God loves them, to the senior saint that has loved the Lord for many years? What would be maybe a closing thought or two for those two different areas, people that are following the Lord and somebody not yet following the Lord?
I think it's important is the time when I had the pride because I put myself in the center of my life. Hmm. I never put someone like God in my life. But now, when I put my God in my life, in my family, everything, you will have a solution. Mm-hmm. Is the problem still there? But finally, family will go together because the Christ is the center of the family. So I will say, well, when I'm talking about forgiveness, forgiveness is if you do not accept that grace, that forgiveness cannot be really passing to you. So when you accepting the grace, it means God wants you to change. So that's a repentance. So you repent. When we repent, without repent thinking, without repent means changing direction. And I change direction. I know what's right or wrong because I through Christ, through His teaching, I found out what is right or wrong, and I did it. But otherwise, I can repent many, many times, multiple times, because I don't understand, because I just simple acknowledgement, but it's not mean you're accepting. So grace, you have to accept the grace and let Holy Spirit walk in your life. I think that's a miracle. It's miracles already happen once you accept in Christ.
And I think when we recognize or accept God's love and know that He has our best interests in mind, we can come to Him very personal, very forthright. We can confess our sins, and He can take them away and carry them for us. He wants us to thrive and flourish and walk in faith and hopefully minister and help others that have been where we've been. And so we do serve that great God. If something today has struck your heart or maybe brought some conviction or hopefully hope, there are counselors that can talk to you. It's a free call, and they would love to talk about how to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. They'll pray with you. They'll minister to you or answer your various questions. How can you trust the Bible, or who is Jesus, or maybe a multitude of questions that you have about the Christian faith? You can dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. It's a free call. We would pray that maybe something through James' testimony or through something that was said or shared will pique your interest to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. It'll revolutionize and change your forever eternity. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, John Swinford, and James Wong with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.